Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump discussed his Gaza's takeover plan with the visiting King of Jordan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At the start of an Oval Office meeting, the president said there's nothing preventing the U.S. from controlling Gaza.
We're going to have Gaza. We don't have to buy. There's nothing to buy.
He also expressed confidence that Arab nations would agree to accept Palestinian refugees.
I believe we'll have a parcel of land in Jordan. I believe we'll have a parcel of land in Egypt.
King Abdullah did not commit to the plan, but said Jordan would take in 2,000 sick children from Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a New York State courtroom today, author Salman Rushdie testifies about the stabbing attack against him.
Salman Rushdie told jurors in graphic detail about being stabbed repeatedly by a man who rushed on stage when the author was in Western New York in 2022. Rushdie said he thought he was dying. 27-year-old Hadi Matar pleaded not guilty to attempted murder, the attack caught on video. On cross-exam, Matar's public defender asked Rushdie if he could remember how many times he was struck. Rushdie answered, "I wasn't counting. I was otherwise occupied, but afterward I could see them on my body." Investigators have said the motive had to do with a fatwa against the Satanic Verses author. Julie Walker, New York.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to withdraw from the ceasefire in Gaza and directed troops to prepare to resume fighting Hamas if the militant group does not release more hostages on Saturday. Hamas said Monday and reiterated Tuesday that it planned to delay the release of three more hostages after accusing Israel of failing to meet the terms of the ceasefire. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 123 points. This is SRN News. Bud Light still hasn't recovered from a big blunder.
The popular brand of beer outraged the American public in 2023 when it partnered with a transgender influencer to push the product. The backlash cost Bud Light nearly 30% of its sales and prompted the firing of three top executives. Now a former Anheuser-Busch manager tells Fox News that the brand still hasn't recovered entirely. Anson Frerichs says the problem is a lot of customers have quit the beer forever and new customers are slow to adopt it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota's governing body for high school sports will follow state law and continue to allow boys to compete against girls. The Minnesota State High School League says the participation of transgender athletes is controlled by the Minnesota Human Rights Act and the state constitution. President Trump signed an executive order giving federal agencies wide latitude in pulling federal funding if male athletes are allowed in girls' sports. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close following President Trump's latest tariff escalation and after the Federal Reserve hinted interest rates may not change for a while. The S&P 500 ended flat in the first trading since Mr. Trump imposed 25% tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum. The Dow rose 0.3%. The NASDAQ composite slipped 0.4%. Movements in the bond market were likewise modest. Treasury yields inched higher after the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said again that the Fed is in no hurry to cut interest rates further. The Dow was up 123 points to close at 44,593. The NASDAQ lost 70 points to 19,643. The S&P 500 gained 2 points to 6068. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.